12 years ago, this fall, coming up, that I preached my first sermon. I was 15 years old, and I read the whole thing. I think it was 7 minutes. I can't even get through reading scriptures now in 7 minutes, but I'm pretty sure Brother Cruz's church, Pastor Cruz, over in Fairborn, and he told me some advice that night, and I tried to make it an anthem of my life. He said, preach wherever the door's open, and there'll always be a place to preach. And I heeded that and preached in a lot of different places, some not even Pentecostal, but I appreciate that advice, and I appreciate Brother Sister Cruz. It's a joy to have them worshiping with us now, and it's a joy to turn the service over to him and hear from the Word of God. Brother Cruz, why don't you come and preach to us tonight? Amen. Praise the Lord. You can sing if you want to. Praise the Lord. Amen. I thank the Lord for what I feel tonight. I'm excited, amen, about what God can do if we just allow him to do it. Amen. You can hear Mary Lou be doing all the calling, you can hear her singing after a while. I'm so excited to be able to worship with you. It's different for me, more or less, just to sit. I mean, we've been pastoring for 17 years, and we've been in front of things, and it's kind of hard for us just to sit, but the Lord's given us the patience, amen. And it's almost like starting over, seeing like I ain't preached in a long time. But you know what? I feel like the Lord's here tonight. Church, it's hard telling what would happen if we just obey the Lord tonight. I've been to churches where you just go through the routines. It's more than just going through routines. Hello? It's easy to say one thing than do another. I've heard people say, yeah, I'm saved, but do they show it? Huh? Well, we're quiet now. Come on, we need a breakthrough. Hello, let me tell you a little about me. I kind of got ADHD, you know what that is? So I'm spiritually ADHD. I can't be still, okay? So just, you have to just follow me wherever I go. You know, I'm just one, and Brother Brian gets tested, and I just can't be still, I'm sorry. But you know what? I thank the Lord, amen? I thank the Lord. We was over to a little community this weekend. It was our 31st anniversary we went away for. That's why we went here this morning. And Mary and I was talking about the dedication that they have to their culture. And I was talking to Brother Brady before service. I said, if we were dedicated to our salvation, wow. Like, they're dedicated to their culture. You're talking about having a church on fire for God. Are you talking about being on fire for God? I mean, these people, they don't believe in going past the 8th grade. But yet, they're out there working. I mean, they ain't even got them kind of things that you pull the motor and let them run. They got these old horse-drawn buggies and these plows. And we got padded pews, air-conditioned cars. Man, I look at them horses now. They don't think they never wear out. I mean, they're going up and down the road. Flip, 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 flip. And we come to the house, and all we do is sit. I'm excited tonight. If you have your Bible just for a few moments, I know y'all hungry for that pizza. Did you tell me to have pizza afterwards? You have a pizza after church if y'all want to stay for it. It was a donation, wasn't it? $5 donation. Was it all you can eat? That's what I'm down. All you can eat here right now, amen, for $5. How about if we eat in here all we can eat, and it never runs out? Hello? Can you tell I'm a little bit nervous? We're getting started here, and I've been preaching ever since I was 18. Been pastor for 17 years. Hey, you know, I just thought I am by the grace of God. If you're looking for Brother Hurst, I ain't no Brother Hurst. If you're looking for Brian, I ain't no Brian. If you're all in one, you wouldn't need everybody else. Maybe I can help you with that. I can help you where I can. You know what I'm saying? But I'm excited to get to preach to y'all tonight. Wow, I just am. Well, I have to cut it short because I know you're getting hungry for pizza already. You don't know what I said, I preached a lot. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I had this message on my mind for some time now. And I'll tell you this, next Sunday night, we won't be here again, we'll be preaching out. But I'll probably preach this Sunday next Sunday because I believe this is what the Lord laid on my heart for a while. I believe churches all over the world need to hear this message tonight. Can I tell you that you can have some of this tonight if you want it? I listen to Brother Ryan talking about, you know, I'd like to see you get the Holy Ghost tonight, wouldn't you? I'd like to see somebody get stirred up tonight, wouldn't you? I'd like to see some of your own power. I can refill with the Spirit, amen. That's what I'm talking about. But I like the Spirit of God. Move when he wants to move, amen. I felt the Spirit of God when we came in here this evening, amen. I need to start being Brother Rick Cruz, amen. I kind of like to, you know, stick the dog. Well, hey, get him, boy, get him, amen. You know, and it's kind of hard sometimes when you're excited about doing it. Hey, preach, preach, preach. But you don't want to get in the way, amen. But I tell you, I feel like preaching tonight, amen.
Quit preaching. No, I didn't quit preaching. You know what I done? I grabbed my Bible.
you. You know what they were doing? Rick and I was looking for some place to go. They were looking for some place, and there's somebody that didn't know what the Spirit of God could do. They were looking to get into new people, and they knew what the Spirit of God could do. Do them. So what I want to preach to you tonight is, who are you? But don't even make it up here. Don't make me rephrase that title. Let me ask you. Does hell know who you are? Hello? Does hell know who you are? Let me pause there for a minute, and let me reread this verse back here. Many of also which used to be acquired brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. 50,000 pieces of silver today would mean $25 million. That doesn't sound like much, but $25 million. Can you imagine getting saved? Amen. I know what it is to feel the Spirit of God, and God say, "Hey, give me something to get." That's what some of the people have. We don't want to get our money together. Hello, come on, come on, get with me on this tonight. And I'll tell you, church, what we need to do is do what the Spirit of God tells us to do. We need to obey the Spirit of God. We're not going to walk hands. I'll tell you, church, we're living in the very last days. And if you move out to get the blessing of God, I'll better pack up as we possibly can, amen. Well, we did it after a while, amen. We're going someplace. I'll tell you, let the devil know who you are. Are you known in hell? Amen. Let me read some things here. Amen. Then we'll get out of the way. But I'll tell you what, the truth, church, we need a church that's going to be stirred. We need a church that's going to be on fire for God. Amen. We need somebody to say, hey, that guy's going to be our dear mother. Oh, no, send me, Lord.
Amen. But can I say, that guy don't give us no sign. I wonder what would happen if Jesus
you help? Has Satan upset with you? Does he have his target painted on your mind, heart, and will? Is hell being adversely affected by your life and ministry? Is your life and ministry affected? Hell, can I get out of me? I need to get out of this thing a long time. What are we doing? Simply come to the end of time. It's easy. It's come to the house of God and just sit down and let somebody else do it. I'll be told my church. What's wrong with you doing it? What's wrong with you doing it? Well, help me not to sit where people die and go into hell, where people need the Holy Ghost. Help me not to sit. Help me to be around the altar praying with him. Help those that are discouraged to be encouraged. Help me have the word to say to them. I'll be closing in a few moments. Listen. Again, is hell being adversely affected by your life and ministry? These are the questions that ought to be periodically addressed by each of us, but especially by those of us who earn our living by preaching. Not so much that we get paid for by the Bible, but because we preach the Word of God. Am I really preaching, God, what you want me to preach? Am I preaching, God, that I can change somebody's mind? I wish tonight that I know a few more scriptures. I wish tonight that I could get this across to you. I really need to get across. I really tell them when God gave it to me. Who are you? Who are you? Come here, I'm ready. Come on, I'm you know, pay that. I don't know if it goes that far. I want to be more than that. I want to be your companion. Give me a few more moments, please. Listen to this. I talked about them demons. They're looking for some place to go. If you ain't careful, they'll get on you. I don't care if you've been saved 50 years. Them demons will get on you. They'll get on you. What do you mean they'll get on me? Well, we're living in a society today where people don't want to pray unless they're going to get in trouble. The Marine Corps told us one thing. They said, the more you sweat in peace, the less you breathe in war. What they were saying is, be prepared for when the enemy comes. And the only way I know to do that is keep reading the Word of God. That's where we fail. When we don't read the Word of God, we don't pray. When we don't go to the house of God. We live in a society today where I'll go to church if I want to, but no, I won't. But I'm talking about, does the devil know who you are? Or do they know you're in hell? Listen, Mark 1:24 says, Satan, let us alone. Listen to the demons talking. Satan, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Hey, don't go over there, guys. Satan, don't preach the Word of God. Many crying out and saying, thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them and suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. Listen to this. I think this is one of my favorite verses. Anybody know what this is? Listen. I am he that liveth, was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Now, I want to paint a picture here. Can you imagine? Jesus Christ! Hey, brother Jim, you got some keys on you. Hold them things up. Shake them a little bit, brother. Where can you get them? Okay, just hold on to them for a minute. Just hold them up there. Here's what I want to paint you. Remember, I'm preaching on, who are you? Or do they know you in hell? I just read Revelation 1:18, and I hear you live with Jesus Christ I'm talking about. You know that, didn't you? Can you see? Hey, and this, you know, and he told us. He said, you know, you can have this power too. You know what he said in Acts? I think it is. Because I know to my Father. You can do greater things than I've done. So I want you to see this tonight. I can see Jesus making his way. Where's the key there, brother? The quarters of hell. This demon stands back. Huh? You can do the same thing. But by the grace of the power of God. But you, everybody says that. You don't rejoice because the demon is subject to you. Go rejoice because your name. Read now. You don't need a brother. Shout out. Just because my name. Read now. We're all inside. About the salvation. Hey. We're all inside. About the salvation. What's all inside? About the salvation. Amen. Hey. I haven't seen anyone going out to the quarters of hell. Murder's related. How pastor he was. There was something familiar about this man. Even the demon stood back. Hello? What did Jesus do this to me? Here, let me take my key, because if yours get lost, you could be going to me. Huh? I'm he. Whew. Whew. I'm he, 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 I then I swear on my feet, I hold my head in the air, I look you straight in the eye, and I say, devil, my mind made up, my mind made up, my foot is on the mark, and I'm going to stand for Jesus, whether he comes or no, by the grace of the power of God. Come on, church, who are you? Who are you? To be the step back and whatever you want to do.
Who am I? Or who are you?